I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're going to be talking about the treasures of darkness. God gives this scripture, this passage of scripture in Isaiah, where he's talking to King Cyrus and says, I'm going to give you the treasures of darkness. And our monthly message for this month of August in 2021 is hidden sources of profit. God has these hidden sources of treasure, hidden sources of profit. And how do we find them? These treasures of darkness, how do we find them? It's light that makes all things visible. We're going to take a look at a couple scriptures about walking in the light today. I believe that's how these treasures of darkness become visible to us in our lives. But let's get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer, which is about a two-minute long prayer, mostly of scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a couple minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still and to listen and to examine ourselves before we get into our time of communion for today. But let's get started with the prayer, and then we'll get into the other half of prayer after that. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening and all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, transferring us into the light, Lord, and that you have these treasures of darkness that you've got prepared for us, Lord. We just thank you for your purpose and grace that's given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, we just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and your grace and your love and your goodness and all you want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. Father, we ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So first, we're going to go through the other half of prayer. And our first step is being positioned in the light. If we're going to find some of these treasures of darkness, maybe that God has for us, we got to get positioned in the light first. And the first key for that, forgiveness. Forgiveness has got to be flowing. It's got to be received from God. We got to give that grace and forgiveness to ourselves. And we got to walk in continual forgiveness with other people as well. So is there any area where you just need to have a conversation with God? Say, God, I'm sorry, I missed it, and bring it to him, to run to him. Any areas maybe where you're beating yourself up, condemning yourself for the ways that you've missed it, or you know you're off track? Any areas where you're hanging on to things? We got to let go. We got to release these things of darkness. We got to release those things so we get into the light with other people. We got to walk in that forgiveness with them. And then we got to stay in the light. We stay in the light by walking in love, but also by positioning our minds on gratitude. You know, over the last 24 hours, what are some things that you are grateful for? And also taking some time to look back, how much progress have you made? What were the steps forward that you took over the last 24 hours? What were the things that you got done? The ways that you saw God coming through? Positioning our minds on the things that are going well helps to keep us in the light. When we start to focus on all the things that are wrong, all the ways people have wronged us, it's like a black hole. It just sucks us in and it pulls us back into the darkness. We got to keep our minds and hearts positioned in the light. And then how are your levels of peace and joy? Our emotions are indicators. They're giving us feedback of what's going on in our heart, what we're focused on. They're giving us feedback, and then we can make adjustments and corrections based on the feedback that we're getting in our emotions. And so how were your levels of peace and joy over the last 24 hours? Was there anything that was causing you to lose your peace or lose your joy or get into emotional states that were not good? Anything that was stealing your peace or your joy? And if there is anything that was causing that to happen, those are areas to bring to God and just receive his forgiveness, because we're supposed to cast all of our cares upon him. Forgive me for worrying about this or getting frustrated or irritated or sad or depressed. Forgive me for that. And thank you that what you put in me, you gave me your peace and your joy and your love and your goodness and your gentleness and your kindness. You gave me everything you have and you put it on the inside of me. Help me to grow that. Help me to cultivate that more in my life, so that when these issues and problems, often what happens is the issues and problems come at us in life and we begin to magnify them. We begin to focus on them and to meditate on them more than we focus on God, that he loves me, that he's with me, that nothing's impossible for him. And our emotions start to spiral out of control because we're focused on the wrong things. We're living in the past. We're living in the future, living in the present moment, aware of God's presence with you, that nothing's impossible with him. I believe you'll pray those simple prayers. You'll see some shifts in your emotions literally in one day. And then what do you know to do over the next 24 hours? What do you know to do? And I want you to think about one area in particular, area in your conscience. There's something like, oh, I know I need to make an adjustment in that. I know I need to do that. I know I need to start eating better. I know I need to start exercising. I know I need to be more present with my family, to value and cherish them more. I know I need to spend more quiet time with God. I know I need to do these things. Any of those things that you know you need to do, but you're not doing, how could you just take it or take one step? How could you just turn it around and say, all right, I'm going to make a commitment to grow in this? And you don't have to have it all figured out in one day, but how could you take one step forward in the right direction today? Just one step forward. That's all it takes. Just turn it around, take one step forward. And then what are the other things that you know need to get done? You look at your schedule for the day. It might be some administrative things, things around the house, things in your workplace, whatever it may be. What do you need to get done today? What needs to happen? And then on the other side, what do you want to happen? What are the things that you're charged up and motivated and excited to get done today that you really want to do? Maybe what are the bigger things that God's stirring in your life to do, and executing those things as well? And then what are you learning over the last 24 hours? What are the things God is teaching you, he's training you in? And I like to think of two sides of this. What corrections and adjustments is he having me make is one side. And then the other side, what new things is he teaching me? What are the new directions that he's showing me in my life, the things that he's talking to me about on the other side? He's always trying to speak to us, and it's his voice that leads us to this spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. And actually, I think his voice can lead you to some of these treasures of darkness. Like I said, our message for the month is hidden sources of profit. And we said, it's God who teaches you how to profit. God says, I'm the Lord and I teach you how to profit. If you'll tune into me and listen to me and obey my commandments, I will teach you how to profit. He says, that's Isaiah, I believe, 49. He tells Cyrus, I'm going to give you the treasures of darkness. We're going to see that verse in a minute here. I'm going to give you the treasures of darkness, riches that are stored or hoarded in secret places. You're going to see God has treasures hidden in the sand. You look in Deuteronomy 33, I believe. He has abundance hidden in the seas and treasures hidden in the sand. This idea, God has some treasures that are hidden for you. Why does he have them hidden for you? And remember, they're hidden for you, not from you. Why does he have them hidden for you is a key question to answer. Because our goal in life is to magnify God with our lives and to make other people great, to become the servant of many and to make other people great. And as you begin to find and to walk out God's plans and purposes for your life, number one is realizing he's a rewarder. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And anyone that has faith has to believe that he exists and believe that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So number one, he's a rewarder. It brings him joy to reward you. Number one. But what is he rewarding you for? For walking out your plans and purposes, for walking out the things that he already created you to do, to walking out this covenant relationship with him. But to walk that out, it's going to take some resources. It's going to take some money and some resources to walk out his plans and purposes for your life. And he's got some treasures that are hidden for you, and he's going to lead you to them. But you have to walk in the light to find the treasures of darkness, because when you're in the darkness, you can't see them. They're hidden, and most people can't see them. They're hidden in darkness, and most people can't see them because they are walking in darkness. But when you are in the light, you can see things that other people can't see. So let's take a look at some scriptures here. This is Isaiah 45, verse 3. This is God talking to King Cyrus. The interesting thing about this, this was written a long time, hundreds, maybe, I don't know, 1,000 years before Cyrus was ever born. I don't know what the timeline was, but a lot of years before King Cyrus was ever born. And God begins to prophesy and speak about Cyrus. And Cyrus is the one who sets God's people free out of Babylon and works to restore God's temple. So he's working to set the people free and to magnify God. He's working for those two things. And what happens? What's the result of that? God tells him, I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hoards. Some versions say riches, the hoards. This is money that people have hoarded up. God does not like hoarding money. Hoarding money comes out of fear. Okay, I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hoards that are in secret places, that you may know. Now, why is God going to do this? That you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who calls you by your name. He calls us by name. He's going to give them the treasures of darkness. Now, it's interesting. I was doing some research on this. Apparently, the story goes something like this, and apparently it's been confirmed. There's writings about this, that after Cyrus gave the command to release God's people and to restore God's temple in Jerusalem, he and his men found treasures and treasures and treasures that were buried in Babylon, like so much gold, like millions of pounds of gold and silver, something like hundreds of millions of pounds of gold and silver that Cyrus found in Babylon with his men. God fulfilled this promise. I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hoards that are in secret places. But how are we going to find them? To find these treasures of darkness and the hoards in secret places, I think we have to be walking in the light. It's light that makes all things visible, as we're going to see here in a second, because God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all, as we're going to see here in just a second. We have to be walking in the light. We have to be released from the darkness, transferred in the light. That forgiveness has to be flowing. We have to be walking in the light with God, having fellowship with God, walking out his commands. Jesus says, you're my friends if you do what I tell you to do. If you walk out my commands, that's how you begin to walk in the light. This is 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. It says, this is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So when we walk in the light, we're cleansed from all sin. That's where that forgiveness piece, they're tied together. Walking in the light and forgiveness are tied together. So if we're not willing to forgive, then we can't walk in the light. We have to walk in the light just like God is doing for us. We have to forgive on that same level. Now, here's another verse from Ephesians chapter 5. It says, for you were what you were, we were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Okay, so part of living in the light, living as children of the light, is finding out what pleases the Lord. What pleases the Lord? Faith, love, fellowship with him, connecting with him, honoring him, revering him, submitting to him, and have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Rather expose them. It's shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it said, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. That's Ephesians 5, 8 through 14. So God has treasures in darkness that have been set there, that have been hidden there, kept there, waiting for you for the perfect time to help you to walk out his plans and his purposes for your life so that you know him, so that you magnify him with your life, and you use those resources, like Cyrus, to set people free and to make them great and to magnify God with those resources. But how do we find them? Walking in the light. That forgiveness has to flow. We got to walk as children of the light with all goodness, righteousness, truth, finding out what pleases the Lord. And as we walk out a life in the light, I believe you stay tuned into God's voice. He's going to begin to lead you to these treasures of darkness. Now, you can't find them on your own. This is something God has to lead you to as you're tuned into his voice. He has to lead you to them. You can't find them on your own. He knows where they are, and he's saved them. He's set them aside for you for the perfect time. And this is very scriptural because it says over and over in scripture that God gives the task to the sinners of gathering up the wealth and storing it up to one day hand it over to you. Just reading the story about the Israelites coming out of Egypt. And they came out with all of the wealth of Egypt out of there. So God's got these things stored up, but you have to walk in the light for him to lead them to, for him to lead you to them. And it happens at the perfect time. He knows the perfect time to release these things to you. I believe part of this is to get to this place where these become released to you. We have to prove that we're trustworthy. We have to prove that we're walking in a high level of trust with God, that we trust God, that we're not in love with the money. We know how to steward the money and to use it to magnify God and to be a good steward of it, to make other people great. That's the purpose of it. So we have to get to this place where God can trust us with it first. And we get there by walking in the light, walking with him continually. As you do that, it grow and grow in your trust more and more with him. But we're going to be taking communion. In today's communion, it's an opportunity just to receive these promises. I think what we're receiving today is that we can walk in the light. And we don't have to worry about or toil about these treasures of darkness. Just receiving that God has them for you. It's very scriptural. He has them for you, and he will lead you to them at the perfect time. If you live in the light, you walk in the light, you stay connected to him, you find out what pleases him, you walk in that forgiveness, he will lead you to them. So, Father, we just thank you for this bread and what it represents. We ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. Lord, we just thank you for these symbols of the bread and the juice that they just remind us of your steadfast, unfailing love for us, Lord, the sacrifice of Jesus. You were willing to send your one and only Son, that you loved us so much. You were willing to send your one and only Son to die for us. And Jesus was willing to go through that out of reverence for you and out of love for us. Just thank you for that. That we could have this covenant relationship with you, that we could walk with you, we could be in the light with you, live a new life that's connected to you, and we could grow in our relationship and knowledge of you. These are all just amazing things, and you put that together with the Psalms tell us to meditate on your mighty works, Father, that nothing is impossible for you. Just all that you've got prepared for us. You've got purpose and grace, and no eye has seen, no ear has heard, all the things that you have prepared for us, that you've got waiting for us. I believe, Father, the thing that you've shown me is that it brings you great joy. It's like a father who's got gifts for his children that he's been waiting to give them. He's been waiting for the perfect time to give these gifts to his children. It just brings you great joy for you to lead us to these things that you've prepared for us. You've got this amazing plan for our lives. And I believe it gives you great joy when we walk with you and you begin to lead us into all these things that you have prepared for our lives, Lord. We just thank you for that. We thank you for just the time and thought you put into how to make us great. Father, we just thank you for this bread and what it represents. Thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he said, "Take it. receive that Jesus makes you right with God. He makes you righteous and holy and perfect in God's sight, that we can walk with him in the light. Just have a relationship with him. We can do life together with him. Thank you, Father. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." Notice it's that forgiveness of sins that releases us from the darkness and brings us into the light. We can live as children of the light. We can have this covenant relationship with God. Jesus, we just thank you for your sacrifice and all you went through for us to make that happen. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, so now it's simply about walking it out. Staying connected to God. Walking with him. Walk in the light with him. I'm going to read that verse once again. "This is the message we've heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin." Notice we can walk in the light with him. And when we do that, it causes us to have fellowship with one another, to love God and love our neighbor as ourselves. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.